Good morning. It's Tuesday, 29th of December. I'm going to read to you today from an exhortation given by Brother Harry Tennant. The title of it is Year's End. I read. The year is rolling relentlessly towards its close. Some of us have seen the passing of many similar periods, and some of us comparatively few. But most of us experience an almost indefinable sighing of the spirit as the last grains of the year glass run out. It is especially so in northern climes, where the dying year draws the sun away with it and leaves us but shrunken days and swollen nights. A year is a God-given period of time. The earth completes its great circuit in almost exactly that length of time. It is, perhaps, this annual birth and death of time which causes us to review our life, to take stock of our spiritual wares, and to determine to buy and sell only at wisdom's gates as a new year stretches before us. Our year could be placed at the feet of the King of Heaven, rather than let it slip through mortality's sieve. Man that is in honour and understandeth not is like the beasts. Shall we not take the fleeting years, therefore, and render them eternal by placing them in the hands of the Ancient of Days? By so doing, each one will become an acceptable year of the Lord. This message is the more urgent as we learn one of the great lessons of our life in the truth, our utter poverty without God. Without him, we have nothing of permanence. Our passing days are traded for transient things. We spend our years, says the word, and what will there be to show for it at the end? It is a wise man who takes himself to the eternal and unchangeable God in good time, declaring in faith and hope, "My times are in thy hand." To travel with God day by day is worth more than a lifetime of self-drive journeying. The sun is the clock. It marks our hours, our days and years. It is the centre around which our earth makes a majestic and faithful yearly journey. But the sun, S-O-N, is our clock. By him we measure our days and years. We count time from his coming and to his second coming. He is the great today, if we will hear his voice. He is the ever-living invitation to look beyond each passing day to a risen and perfect Christ who shares the Father's endless days. With them, that word is true, which says, "Thy years shall not fail. Thy years are throughout all generations." If this sun is the centre of our yearly circuit, and if we seek not to grieve him in our flight, then the days of the years of our pilgrimage will be eternally remembered. Before there was ever a sun, there was God. God measures not time by the sun is measured by him. He is the centre of all creation, outside all created time and timepieces. And that is beyond our understanding. It is significant to notice, however, that the city of God that shall be has no need of the light of the sun or the light of the moon. This has primarily a spiritual meaning, of course. It has also a literal meaning, perhaps. Those who are counted worthy to attain unto that world and the life to come will have no need of solar or lunar years, for, having stood in their lot at the end of the days, they will be made like unto the Son of God after the power of an endless life. What an exhortation that is, as we think of the coming year. Thank you for listening.